It's conceivable that Illinois, having moved up, will end up being in the strategy of one of the major candidates, and we'll get some visits, maybe some airtime campaign ads. But it's so wide open, it's hard to say. That I think a lot will depend on the first few primaries, and maybe not till mid-January will be clear if anybody's really going after the state.
Now, the rationale that a lot of Democratic leaders had said when they moved the primary up was to help Barack Obama. Does that help his campaign overall, having the Illinois primary so early and having it where, as you mentioned, he probably could walk away with the race as a favorite son?
I think probably not, partly because the state has been written off. Even if Illinois had somehow worked out a way to jump ahead of Iowa and New Hampshire and gone first, everybody would have thought, okay, well, that's Obama's home ground. He'll win it. Now let's see what really happens in neutral territory, insofar as Iowa or New Hampshire are neutral. I don't think they particularly helped him. I think really the key for him is going to be Iowa, and then if he makes a serious showing in Iowa and can follow it up well in New Hampshire, it won't hurt him then that he'll win a landslide here probably in Illinois in 3 weeks later or so. But it isn't the event that's going to give him momentum, and now so many states push them up to the Super Tuesday that I think that'll be when the race is won or lost, and it won't be Illinois won't have the chance to sort of show his strength in a way that it generates further momentum for him. The momentum he has to get is going to be Iowa and New Hampshire.
How much attention have particularly the Republican candidates spent on Illinois, even if it is supposed to be a fairly tight primary? And in general, how much time have they spent in the states that aren't Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina?
Most of them haven't spent a lot. Romney has spread his advertising and his efforts to build grassroots campaigns around more than the others. So I think Romney probably has the strongest game locally. And several of them have made interesting decisions that they're essentially opting out of Iowa. They need to win New Hampshire. So we're already seeing some variation in strategy, and I think that's where Illinois could come in. If there's not a decisive winner, if the big five, Thompson, Romney, Giuliani, McCain, Huckabee, split on Iowa, New Hampshire, and then Michigan, Nevada, South Carolina. If they haven't narrowed the field down or narrowed it down to one, then they may end up going after the big targets, but different big targets when we get to the February 5th. Illinois has about 70 seats, 70 delegates. California's got 173. It's the biggest prize. But it could be that a couple of them decide. Giuliani maybe goes after California. McCain decides he can get Illinois. Romney goes after New York. It's quite unpredictable. In a way, it's exciting, but it might mean that Illinois gets overlooked, or it might mean that Illinois becomes a battleground.
So not every state is going to have every candidate in it before that super-duper Tuesday on the 5th.
I think not, and I think if it does turn out that there are at least two, maybe three viable Republican candidates, they're likely to spread out. They have different advantages. Romney has more money and as I say, he's put more effort into building grassroots everywhere. Huckabee has the sense of momentum. He's sort of caught all the others just in the last month or so. And so he doesn't have a lot of money, but he's likely to, his immediate strategy will probably be live appearances, not TV ads. And some of the others, McCain has the longest history, so he has historical roots in various states. But at this point, he's far enough behind, he doesn't have the luxury of trying to build support. Looking ahead to February 5th, he has to somehow find a primary he can win early.
Is there any evidence yet as to how the change has impacted any local politics, local elections?
Well, it's sort of they're an accidental victim. The local races, which could have been later, get shoved up with the president. The states have the option of having a presidential primary and then later having the congressional and state-level races. And mostly they don't because it's expensive to have multiple elections and you push turnout down. But it does mean it accelerates the campaign for candidates who aren't in the same kind of fundraising game. And I think in general it helps incumbents. It means lots of ways American politics is stacked against challengers. Incumbents have a head start. They're campaigning the whole time they're in office in one manner or another. And an unfortunate consequence of pushing the presidential primaries up is that we've probably exacerbated an existing condition, which is a built-in bias that favors the office holders.